is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Wednesday, July 12th edition of the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guide, Josh Krieger. We have a lot to cover this week, so we're just going to get right into it. This past week, the fish were very, very active. Fishing was great. Simply stated, right now, the fish are everywhere and they are active. You know, not every fish in an ecosystem is going to be active at the same time. I did notice, you know, right now we're in our typical midsummer pattern where, like I said, fish are kind of everywhere. We were catching fish on all sorts of different structures with all sorts of different tactics. The one thing that is a telltale of midsummer pattern up here is on these steep weed edges, you know, with deep water adjacent to them, like I've been fishing here the last, you know, week and a half or so leading up to this past week, is that the fish that are in the weeds or right on the edge of the weeds on those spots are active fish and can be caught. So oftentimes, you know, when I'm looking at baits as tools and fish are all over the place, you know, I gotta throw the right tool or use the right bait for the fish that I'm targeting. So, you know, when I'm fishing these weed edges, I am throwing the bucktails, the shallow running twitch baits, and topwater over the top. And then, you know, if I'm fishing the fish on the edge, I'll throw, you know, a tube or a Medusa or a toad, you know, some kind of rubber bait or a deep crank parallel along the weed edge to catch some of those fish that are sitting on that weed edge. Now, the one thing about these spots is, you know, there were often times where we'd be marking fish that were off the breaks on these spots. And when I say that, you know, if I'm fishing a steep point with a good weed edge and the weed edge is at 8 feet and it breaks out to 13 right off of that, you know, I'll sit out off of the break a little bit. We'll mark fish off that break a little in 13 feet, often right along the bottom. These fish tend not to be very active, however, and they are tough to catch. So a lot of times I don't spend a lot of time fishing these fish that are tight to the bottom, that are off of the structure a little bit. Like I said, you know, this time of the year, midsummer, this is very typical where the fish will, you know, when they're actively feeding, they'll move up onto the weeds or, you know, the shallower water, that bar, or into the weeds or right on the edge to feed. You know, the more inactive fish have slid off of that weed bar or the shallower water into the deeper water on the edge, and they're just kind of sitting, you know, hanging out and relaxing, cooling down. And then, you know, when they become hungry and want to be active, they slide up as well. So right now, you know, we're catching a lot of fish on those weeds that are adjacent to deep water with, you know, big breaks. This time of the year, one of the biggest productive kind of structures for me, and it was very productive for us here this last week, are mid-lake bars. And when I say that, it's, you know, I get a lot of clients who aren't necessarily in tune, I guess, with the lingo that a lot of us fishermen use on a daily basis. When I'm talking about an underwater bar or a mid-lake bar, essentially it would be what a lot of people will refer to as an underwater island. Basically, it is a shallow structure spot that often grows weeds or has rocks, some kind of cover as well as structure for the fish to sit in, that is completely surrounded by deep water. So, you know, the fish can move up and on that spot from any side at any time that they want and move right back out into deep water. So this time of the year, you know, those spots a lot of times will produce some of my biggest fish and quite a few fish. You know, it's often where there is more than one, two, three fish relating to, you know, the same structure right now. Especially when they're in the weeds, you know, those fish could be sitting 10 yards apart from each other and not even know one another's there if the weeds are thick. We are contacting, you know, multiple fish on the same spots, catching multiple fish a day at this point most days. You know, some days are a little better than others. We don't always catch multiple fish, but, you know, we've been moving multiple fish every day for sure and catching multiple fish quite a few times, you know, here this last week. And like I said, they're active. They're everywhere. You can fish the sand grass still. You know, I caught a couple fish doing that with tubes here still this week too. So like I said, you know, look where the bait is. And if there's bait there, there are going to be predators there. They might not be active all times of the day, but with the number of fish that are moving right now and the water temps, you know, being 70 to 76, the fish are, they're active right now, you know, and they're everywhere. So focus on using the correct bait to target the fish that you're targeting or the structure that you're targeting, you know, the fish that are sitting on the structure that you're targeting in order to catch fish, because right now there is no wrong way to go out and catch a muskie. You know, we caught fish on topwater. We caught fish on bucktails. We caught fish on deep cranks along weed edges. We caught fish on tubes. You know, actually, that's one thing I want to touch base on here real quick. You know, when I first started muskie fishing the Eagle River Chain exclusively as a young kid, we pretty much threw small bucktails and that was about it. So, you know, we didn't have to cut a whole lot of hooks as you normally don't with bucktails. But, you know, as I started doing this more and more and fishing more and more, as you use rubber baits and catch more fish, you know, you're just bound to run into a fish or two that absolutely inhales a bait and the hooks need to be cut. You know, when I was young, I remember the first time we ever had to cut a hook on a bucktail, we had a pair of hook cutters, but they were like a saltwater pair of hook cutters and they were a little bit cheaper. And I mean, they did eventually get the job done, but it was a real struggle. I cannot stress enough the importance of having a very good pair of hook cutters out on the boat. I had to cut hooks on two fish this week and it 100% saved their lives. Like if I did not have a good pair of hook cutters on the boat, those fish for sure would most likely be dead. The Nipex brand, I understand, you know, it is more expensive, but it is worth every penny. I would recommend having a Nipex hook cutter specifically, you know, to anyone out there who is musky fishing, because you never know when a fish is going to inhale a bait and you're going to have to cut hooks in order to save its life. And nothing on the market works like the Nipex. I do recommend, if you don't already have a set, get a set of Nipex hook cutters, because they will truly save hands, stress on fish, and lives of fish. Not necessarily, you know, human lives, but they will save lives of fish. So please make sure you have a set of Nipex hook cutters in your boat. Now, looking ahead, you know, I mentioned water temps here this last week were 70 to 76 or so. And a lot of that is because we've had highs in the mid 70s most days and lows that are getting into, you know, the upper 40s, low 50s. Looking ahead, they're calling for more of the same. So, you know, I'm not worried about the water temps rising too much and it being dangerous to catch these fish at any point here soon. You know, when there's lows in the upper 40s, mid 50s, you know, that's cooling the water at night. And when the highs in the, you know, for most of the days are in the 70s, you know, mid 70s, our water temps are warming a little during the day and cooling back down at night. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have any issues anytime soon here as far as water temps go, looking ahead at the weather and kind of what's been going on. So looking at the moon phases for the weekend, on Saturday, the morning major is 10:22 to 12:22 in the afternoon, and the evening major is 10:49 p.m. to 12:49 in the morning, so right around those midnight hours. The two minors are 2:25 to 3:25 in the morning, and 7:21 to 8:21 in the evening. The sunrise on Saturday is 5:21, and the sunset is 8:44. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 23 minutes of daylight on Saturday. Sunday, we only have one major. It is right in the middle of the afternoon from 11:15 to 1:15. And then the two minors on Sunday are 3:15 to 4:15 in the morning and 8:09 to 9:09 in the evening. The sunrise on Sunday is 5:22 in the morning and the sunset is 8:43 in the evening. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 21 minutes of daylight on Sunday. That sunset at 8:43 on Sunday does take place during that evening minor, so that should be a good feeding window. And then on Sunday, since there's only the one major, that should also be a good feeding window, you know, from 11:15 to 1:15 in the afternoon. You know, this time of the year, with the fish being as active as they are and kind of our steady weather conditions, you know, the moon has been a factor, but when we have fronts, the fish seem to, you know, relate and increase their activity level based more so on weather and fronts than they do the moon this time of the year. You know, don't discard the moon phases. They still absolutely matter. But if you have fronts coming in, try to make sure you're out fishing before those, because those seem to be the big keys, you know, this time of the year. On Saturday, I know that the major is during the middle of the afternoon. That is one major that I actually will not be fishing for good reason. And that reason being that Saturday, the Muskie Shop in Minocqua has their customer appreciation bash going on. I will be over there all day. I would love to see you guys over there. You know, I appreciate you guys listening. I'd love to see some of the faces and match them up with some of the names of the listeners. They're going to have all sorts of discounts and sales going on. They're going to have guest speakers. They'll have raffle prizes that are free. They'll have food and drinks. It starts at 11 a.m. So like I said, I know it takes place during that afternoon major, but with the baits, you know, and reels and everything that are on sale and the discounts going on. So stop over on Saturday. I know it's during the afternoon major, but pick up some new baits, maybe a new rod or reel, you know, and then hit that afternoon or evening minor from 7:21 to 8:21 and catch a fish on one of those new baits you just picked up or that new rod and reel combo you grabbed. You know, like I said, I'll be there all day. I would love to see you guys over there. I appreciate you guys tuning in every week. We will be coming at you again next week with some more, hopefully, great information, and I hope to see you guys on Saturday. Thanks again.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.